Good morning, folks. This is almost set the realist again, Jesus Christ. But hey, good morning. It has been a long time since I actually recorded a ramble. I am so sorry. It's been very busy with all of the new changes happening. And I mean, it's insane. Last night I got my boom mic. Not my boom mic, but my boom arm. And my Yeti has thankfully survived the trip. I know Yetis to be quite fragile, and I was really, really nervous about it. My PC also arrived in one piece. One of my bags, however, basically did not make the trip completely. One of the handles snapped as my man was lifting it up to the train. But otherwise, no hiccups whatsoever in my trip to France. It has been a wild ride so far. We took the first week of me here just trying to get everything set up. Not everything is set up yet. I still have to deal with, I still have to wait for my SIM card. So basically I'm tied to the house, because I don't have any other way to connect outside. Unless I use my roaming data from my Philippine SIM, which is going to rack up a lot of costs. And I'm also going to have to set up my bank account so that I can actually spend some dollar bills, yo. Well, not dollar bills, euros. So, yeah. So far, so good. We have made my space. I'm recording as early as 8 a.m. And as you can hear, you hear nothing. You hear nothing. That's because, there are cars driving downstairs, but they're quite far away. The only thing you can probably hear is my electric fan. It's quite hot here in France. It's summertime. The temperature ranges from around 25 to 31. But I think Tuesday and Wednesday are going to be great days. So that inspired me to record more. I'll be closing the windows and the fan when it comes time to recording. But yeah, otherwise you hear no chickens, no dogs, no loud neighborhoods yelling at each neighborhoods. No loud neighbors yelling at each other. So I'm happy. I really am. It's all about now just waiting for my inspiration to hit. It's 8 a.m. I have been waking up at 7 a.m. more recently. Which isn't so bad. I actually prefer it that way. When, about the last 2 weeks before I left the Philippines, I was just racked with anxiety, so I would sleep at around 2 a.m. and then wake up at like 8. But I actually prefer this, sleeping at midnight, waking around 7, getting ready, getting breakfast, getting coffee, and getting settled to start the day. I'll be recording in 2 hours likely, because that's when I know, that's when I really know the cars will be less. Right now, everyone is driving to work. So here in France, it's not completely, everything is not completely open yet. I think some business owners are taking more, are taking a while to open, not like completely going 24/7 at it. But, there's social distancing as well, and at least for the case of Bra's company, they do rotations. Not everyone is working at the office, so that's good. There's still some social distancing, and masks are required when you are heading into a public, store, building, any place that serves the public, really. So, there's still that level. And yeah, people are, at this time, some people are driving off and heading to their jobs. So I'm going to wait a little bit before I actually record. And so this is basically just a warm-up, a ramble of sorts, just to get you up to speed. It is August, so it is my birth month. And last year, the way I celebrated my birth month, I believe, is I set up a special offer. This year, same thing, special offer, but I do get a lot of people asking, requesting that, you know, I put my audios up, like my former audios, and I've always had like a struggle on, you know, just releasing it in one go, or, you know, just having that archive, you know, accessible to so many people. Because my issue is that it's downloadable and it could just be sold anywhere, or like uploaded, say, on YouTube, and then claim that it's theirs, and I don't like that. I don't want to think that my listeners are that, but I do think that there are people who are actively seeking out, you know, ways to access content that they could use to monetize as their own. So what I am doing is, my choice is to gradually push them out. But for the month of August, you know, since it's my birthday, let's make it special, I will be pre-selecting 12, yes, that's right, 12 archived audios, you know, from the Throwaway or Less days. 12 of them will be just patron exclusives. They're not going out anywhere. They're not going on YouTube. They're not going on GWA. They're staying on Patreon. And they will all be downloadable by August 10th. If you don't want to wait that long, if you don't want to wait for me to upload everything one by one by, you know, throughout the entire August, you know, you can already download them by August 10th, and, you know, it's Gucci. So that's one of the special offers. The second celebration for Patreon is to bring back voting for, you know, creating your own, not creating your own audio, but creating an audio with me, which basically, if you are new to this, it's me putting out a form with a bunch of tags and you guys actually, you know, selecting which tags you'd like to hear, how you want the tags to be. It serves two things. Number one, it makes it easier for me to identify what kinks you guys are into, and number two, it also helps me give you something that you actually want. Second is that it's going to be a two-part series. So whatever you choose on the first set of tags, right, and whatever comes of it, I will create a second form which allows you to choose what is the outcome of our, you know, of our listener and of our protagonist/antagonist in the audio. So it's going to be like a nice little series, a testing of sorts. So there is that as well. And that's going to be it for Patreon. There will be a live recording. So I still have to schedule it, but I really hope that you're going to be there. It's going to be on Discord. And if you won't be able to listen, I will link the entire raw audio on Patreon as well. Side note, I will have to be editing many of my audios now since, well, I'm here. And obviously, my editor is going to be busy at work, and he knows the amount of work I'm going to be doing in this month. So he's going to basically, he's going to basically offload some of the editing work to me. So I'll have to edit some of these things as well. What else am I missing? I actually made a list. Why am I not? This is me whenever I record a ramble. I forget to consult the very thing I created to guide me. Right, schedule changes as well. Obviously I won't be able to follow through with the schedule that I use, pre-France days. I don't know how to call that chapter and this chapter now, just so that everyone is like clear and on board with things, or on the same page at the very least. But yeah, There's going to be a new schedule, obviously. But what's going to happen this month, and hopefully I can continue doing this until whatever, is that so there's going to be, two Patreon audios every week, two GW audios every week, and then two YouTube audios every week as well. I really do want to make my YouTube channel, more populated. I want to work with more scriptwriters in the safe for work area. And not safe for work area anyway, since I do have a microphone. It's a quiet space downstairs. It's going to be like way easier for me to actually record things. My difficulty with safe for work audios is that I do not listen to other safe for work audios. Not unless they're actually, it's because it's weird. My biggest fear about that is that I don't want to copy accidentally, other performers. It's not really like a good idea, but that's the difficulty of safe for work audios, is that it's kind of difficult for me to navigate it in a way that it's going to be interesting for other people. Which I'll figure out eventually, and it's the reason why I am amping up the number of audios I'm creating for YouTube. It's because so that I can really identify what works for me. But anyways, going away from that, so schedule changes. Twitch is going to be it's going to ramp up. I know I don't have the strongest internet connection now, and I apologize for that. In the future, when I stream, it's going to be a struggle. The visual quality is going to be not as good, but hopefully, as while my internet is slower, I'm hoping that my internet is a tiny bit faster. And so that means I won't be able to stream multiplayer games like Siege. And if you do want to check me out playing Siege, I do that from time to time with Kai and the others on the Let's Play Discord channel on my server. But that's basically how it's going to be for now. Well, I still figure out how the internet is going to be. The reason why the internet is worse here is because the rest of the apartment, occupied by older people, do not care about having fiber. So it's also the reason why Brian and I are apartment hunting, because we really do need, we really do need to up our game a tiny bit. Which we're starting. Literally, we started searching more seriously in Sunday, and we would be calling more. We'd actually be calling agencies starting today. What else am I missing? Twitch sub rewards, yes. There will be sub rewards. I don't know if you're interested in that. Urza and I, well, I'm paying Urza to create a couple of emotes that is exclusive to those who are using, or exclusive to those who are subscribed to my tier. Or to my tier, or to my Twitch. I'm still sleepy. I haven't finished my cup of coffee. Which, by the way, there are a lot of kitchen technologies that I am not used to, such as a proper coffee machine. It makes me sound so barbaric, but really, I don't know how to use a coffee machine. Our office does not have a coffee machine. Our office, make instant coffee, that's it. Basically it. Also, bro has a fancier coffee machine that he thinks is not fancy enough. And I had to learn that. I'm like, oh, fascinating. I sound so, oh my God. It's almost embarrassing. But yeah, it is what it is. Another like new technology that I'm trying out for the first time now is a fan that uses water vapor. I don't know. Basically, you fill the fan comes with a little tank where you could put water in it, and then you can like press a couple of buttons to activate like it spraying water at your face. Which I probably should check in on pretty soon. Otherwise, I might blow it up accidentally, and that there goes. There goes our 50 euros. But yeah, what else? Basically, that's it, at least for like interesting French stories. So far it's been good. You know, we've had a hiccup. If you follow me on Twitter, you'd see what's happened. Had my first brush of discrimination last Friday, where a branch manager just came out and said, sorry, we don't serve Filipinos. Which is, honestly, it still disturbs me till this day, but I'm trying to remember that, okay, this is your reality now. You are a minority in a different country. There are going to be assholes out there who will straight up be overt or covert racist. And you're going to have to be able to deal with that. Keep your head up the entire time. Because I wanted to say something to this lady who would not look at me, who would not recognize me, who just completely spoke to Bra the entire time, who would not, like, give me a speck of her attention. You know, not even talk to me and say, oh, you're opening a bank account here because you're studying here? Okay, well, let me check it to see if we can serve, you know, if we, something like that. She didn't even do that. She literally went, oh, you didn't tell me she's from the Philippines. Hang on. And then she just leaves for 5 seconds and comes back and says, sorry, we don't serve Filipinos here. I'm like, what? I had to like double, Bra had to check his bank and be like, hey, is there a new policy that says banks cannot serve Filipinos right now because of Corona or something? Because that was her excuse. And his bank literally said no. Like, there's none of that. There's none of that bullshit. She should have been able to. That is completely weird. And I've also confirmed it with a couple of people. I checked with my embassy and I checked with, you know, my school. And they literally said there is no reason for me to be rejected that way. So that was something else. So I'm sorry. I need to clear my throat a little bit more, I guess. It's not used to being super talkative in the morning. So I guess with that being said, right, this is also actually a test. After this recording, I will be listening back to see how much noise this Yeti has picked up, if I need to work on it a little bit more, if there's any adjustments that I need to make. But yeah, otherwise, that's about it. Thank you guys for listening. I'm super excited for the month of August. I hope you are too. And I honestly wish I could do more, but your girl needs to be more careful about the work she's doing, since come September, I'll be studying. It's going to be completely new for me. I don't know if I mentioned to you guys, but I am a communications major. You know, I have for bachelor's, and I'm literally taking a statistics master's. So, well, not strictly statistics, but statistics and business. You know, business statistics, business statistics, data analysis, all of that math, you know. So, I know it's going to be super challenging for me, but I want it to be, because I think it's what I need. It's what I need. I will not let my fear of math dissuade me from doing what I think is, you know, best for me. And thankfully, like, literally there are people on my Discord that do math for a living and will help me. Bra is a developer, a software developer, so he does play around with data. In fact, you know, part of his job right now, what he's doing is he's pulling out data and like making it so people can use it and be guided. I can't tell you much because I don't want to expose him, but you know, part of his job is to pull out data and making it so people can use it easily and they can make informed decisions with the data that he pulled. That's like the best I can tell for his job. So like I'm pretty happy that I'm surrounded by good people who also are willing to help me. And I'm not afraid to sound dumb. I'm not afraid to, you know, come across as an idiot in class. But I'm also doing my best to be better at it and to, you know, not actually put in the... I do want to put in the effort. I'm literally taking Coursera right now to prepare myself for it. So I'm taking a Coursera... I'm taking Coursera to learn about what I'm about to learn come September. So let's hope everything works well. I'm excited and dreading it at the same time, but you know, it is the first week of August. There's a lot to do, a lot to go through, and I'm excited. And I want to thank you all for being along on the ride, even though I disappeared like literally like a week, 2 weeks. I can't tell you how much anxiety I had, like thinking about, oh my god, I have to do this, I have to post this, all of those. But now we're here, we're getting settled, we're getting in the groove, I've got a boom arm, I've got my mic's working well, you can barely hear anything outside, I have more time to edit and everything, so let's hope everything goes well this month. And I want to thank you for your support, and thank you for listening to this extra long ramble. I am so sorry. I will talk to you guys again soon. Much love, Lest. And by the way, the usual monthly posts will be posted as soon as possible. That's about it. Bye, guys. Mwah.